runner and just say, look, I can still do this at a high level.
He could have been the best to ever do it if he would have applied himself.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
He's going to change the...
Yeah.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Look at the team that was around him in Orlando that got to the finals.
Oh, yeah.
Amir Nelson and Hedo Turkoglu.
And yeah, there's some stuff there. So have you guys talked football at all today?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We
Fishbane and Sage. Yeah,
oh, I heard Fishbane. I enjoy.
He's good.
I enjoy him because he's just kind of laid back, but he's got just enough edge that when he stings you.
Yeah.
When he really wants to sting Matt Nagy, and his Twitter follow is, it's a good follow on a Kevin Fishbane.
Well, that was kind of the Sage conversation too. You know, he goes back and watches the film for a second time every Tuesday morning before he hops on with us, and he just has not seen anything out of the play calling from Matt Nagy that helps the kind of quarterback Mitch Trubisky is.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I'm going to have Robert Mays on the show. I know you guys have had Robert on. He's great. He's really terrific.
Big
fan. He continues this kind of series that he's doing on young quarterbacks and trying to figure out when you pay guys. And I want to talk to him about it. Let me ask you a question that I'm going to ask him. Do you think that what we're seeing from Trubisky is actual regression or who he's always been? Now I need to preface that with saying, I don't think that there's ever been a great quarterback in there. But was there the shell of a competent quarterback in there, and that quarterback has gotten worse?
It's funny because I brought this up. I asked the same question to start the show yesterday using a different metaphor. And I talked about the way if you're building a fire. If you're there's two ways to compete in fire building. One way is you have to burn a string, and you want the tallest possible fire, and you want this flame to go shooting up and burn through the string, and once it's over, it's over. The other competition is to boil a big tin can of water, which it has the structure is important. If it spills, you lose automatically. So you have to have a sound base. It takes
a wider fire, consistent
and
fire.
Yeah, hotter for longer. And it's not just all about the flame. It's about the actual heat. And it's a different construction. Did the Bears build the wrong fire? You know, did they go for the high flame right away? And just the structure couldn't hold. And now we're just seeing it all. That's as high as it shot last year. And now they're down to starting over again.
What do you think, Connor?
I think there's been regression. I think the number of times you can point out receivers missed, reads misapplied. We were talking with Sage about either a third and six or third and five. I know the TV showed third and six, but if you look through the game log, I think it's the third and five, and they go empty set, the Bears do, looking to pick up the first down. And he's got a read open.
It's Patterson, right?
And he's, if I recall, and he's got cover three.
They're playing press. I thought they were playing press man, and then he was the only one that was off the ball was Patterson.
That's correct. That's the play. That's the play. And he looks to the other side. I mean, it's just, these are things that you need to expect, regardless of whether Nagy's scheme or operation or philosophy is something that's got long-term success behind it. These are things that a head coach or an offensive coordinator, as it were, needs to be able to look at a quarterback and count on him doing. Like, read the number of guys in the box. Read the read defender. Find the guy giving you cushion. Like, and these are eventually all very small things that you have to be able to count your quarterback to do. Otherwise, the very basis of what you're asking this offense to do can't work.
You want him to grow beyond your control. You want to give him what he needs to have, and then eventually let him see it, let him feel it, and know that if that headset goes out, you're not throwing up on yourself and wetting your pants like the Bears did, that he's got it because you've built it.
You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. Dan, I wonder if with Trubisky, And I don't know if we would ever know the answer to this fully. And I don't know, even in an honest moment, if I trust him to give me a good answer on this. If them pulling back and pulling back, if they've pulled back in the right way, if the way that they're approaching Trubisky and saying, well, we have to pare it down, or we'll have to make the offense simpler.
That's what Sage talked about. He thinks they've made it too simple.
Right. If they have, instead of trying to tailor it to him, they've just said, well, you can't do this, so we're just going to take this, this, and this out. Instead of saying, here's 15 plays. We're going to use these 15. We're going to change formations. And now that you found that the I formation stuff works, you can actually play off of that. I heard you guys talking with Fishbane, and you brought up the, it doesn't have to be cut the field in half, because you can see that there is enough arm talent there that Mitch can go to the right hash. And if a guy's streaking open down the middle or even middle towards the left hash, he can still make that throw.
Right.
So you don't have to just admit defeat and say, well, we're going to cut the field in half and that's it. But I do think that considering some of his traits, because that's what you're drafting off of, traits, why not continue to advance the offense off of the things that you think he can do? And I wonder if their success last year was a trick bag. Like they maybe initially they were thinking, we're going to just have to bring this guy along slowly. But now we're in a position to win. This defense last year is Super Bowl ready right now. So we have to continue like spoon feeding, but also understanding that we got 52 other guys. Like, to me, that's the most interesting thing about the Bears is if last year would have been a total, this is about Mitch's development year.
Then they could have built a more sturdy fire.
Yep.
Could have.
But you had to push. You had to. If the years were reversed, things would be great.
I remember the debate last year, the whole game manager debate.
But if Mitch is a bad quarterback, just for the moment, grant the premise, right? If he's a bad quarterback, should Matt Nagy be judged as an NFL coach by how he adapts to an already bad quarterback?
Partially, Connor.
Partially, but not wholly.
Partially, because we are seeing teams around the league do this. We're seeing offenses do this. And four examples: San Francisco, Baltimore, Carolina, Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
we're seeing, and if you want, you can throw Jacksonville.
I was just going to say Gardner Minshew in there too. Yeah.
We're seeing other coaches go, okay,
what do I have?
This guy can't do this, 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 and this. Fine, throw it away. Throw it away until we feel like he's advanced to that point.
On most every one of those teams, I could point you to playmakers that the Bears have not gotten that type of production from. I mean, you could comp Allen Robinson to any one of the receivers on those teams, but I'm thinking like, you know, DJ Chark is really good. McCaffrey is really good.
Maybe the MVP of the league.
You have exceptional playmakers in some of those situations, probably with the exception of the Niners.
Kittle, I mean.
Yeah, I suppose Kittle last season. Yeah, you're right, man. I kind of forgot about how big a deal Kittle was offensively and how much a focus he was last year
when they were healthy, just getting
by with really bad.
You have to account for him, too.
Quarterback play.
I would take any of the three tight ends on the San Francisco roster over every tight end the Bears roster.
No, there's other conversations. I mean, look.
I just think that's a factor.
The Eagles have two. The Raiders had a couple you'd never heard of that looked really good. I mean, every week it seems to be the case.
The Raiders are another good example where, okay, what can Derek Carr do? Well, Derek Carr can get the ball out fast.
Yep.
So let's build an offense where he gets the ball out fast. And, I mean, to me, I really do think that Gruden's done an incredible job coaching the Raiders this year.
I was looking through those. Somebody had tweeted the NFL Next Gen stats. Oh, gosh, I wish I remember who it was. In the game against the Eagles, Mitch had 0.3 seconds less than Derek Carr had been getting the ball out on the regular. Like, because he's got one of the quickest releases he's getting the ball out. And Mitch had something like, I think his average is 2-2. Mitch had something like 1.3 seconds to throw the ball.
That's not good
for a guy
who clearly doesn't process
quickly.
Obviously,
the struggles compound there. But 1.3 seconds is really... I mean, it's tough to look at Aaron Rodgers and go, here, the whole day, you've got to do 1.3. Sure, you could do some plays, you know where you're going, but all day long? No.
I just wish we knew the conversations that Matt Nagy was having with Ryan Pace, where they actually sit down and they close the door and they talk about it. Because if I play out sort of your design here of what could be going on, it's possible that Nagy's saying, Ryan, your guy sucks, And I've got a whole lot that I can do here. He's making me look really, really bad because I can't trust anything right now. And I need a guy. I need a guy who can at least do half, get me halfway there for some of the things I want to do, because I've done everything I can do with your guy and he's bad.
Yeah. I wonder if that's the case. I know. Thanks for guys for hanging out. I know I'm keeping you from your pizza. I can see.
I did get pizza.
You did get pizza. So go and get pizza. And then you can listen to Bernstein McKnight tomorrow, at 9 a.m. to noon. And Connor will tell you about the pizza that he had. The top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Fan four packs are a fantastic way to enjoy Chicago Wolves hockey. Four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, one large popcorn, and one low price. To get yours, visit ChicagoWolves.com. We are winners. We are the Wolves. And this hour is being brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their new website, 56David.com. That's 56David.com. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. Tony, let's go.
What it do, baby?
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
The comeback whenever Ryan Pace was criticized for Trubisky. Well, he's tied his hands. I mean, he's tied to this guy until he got that extension. Now he's not tied to him anymore. He won't go down because he made a bad pick, and he should. He should go down, and people got mad at me when I told you about Glennon. He gave that idiot $20 million when a sufficient idiot would have cost him seven. That's mismanagement. And I don't want to hear about how they had the money to burn. That doesn't mean you give good money to bad players. They got this whole thing right now. You have a running back that you gave free agent money to that you might have to cut so that you can get a compensatory pick back in a situation where you didn't need to get rid of the running back that you had, who would have come off the books at the end of the year, then traded draft capital to get another running back that your coach wasn't going to use, that your coach didn't decide to use until week 8 of the season. What sense does that make from an organizational standpoint?
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Man, I was fired up yesterday, huh? We thank you for listening to the show. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I am here with you until 2 o'clock today. We have the show is kind of all over the place today. Yes, there's going to be a lot of conversation about the Bears and quarterbacking, and I'm going to work through some of the stuff that I've been thinking about and I was discussing with Dan and Connor in transition, the idea of how does one go about developing a young quarterback, and was the worst thing to happen to Mitchell Trubisky how good the Bears were last year? Would he have been better off having a season like this and being completely deconstructed after that for the hope of it turning around in year two, or year two of Nagy, not year two for Mitch? I don't know if there's an answer for that. It's just something that I've been thinking about on if what it does say about Nagy, if he can't get the most out of Mitch, how should we look at him? Or is Mitch so bad that it doesn't matter, and it wouldn't matter if he was being coached by name your legend, Don Coryell? It wouldn't matter. You wouldn't be able to get it. But then how does one explain some of the production from last year? I know that we can explain away some of it by it was new, people got used to it, and they have adapted, and now you see a Bears offense that rarely scores 20 points a game. Again, I don't know what the answer is. I am digging and talking to people to try and find out what some of those answers are, but I don't know if we'll even come close to finding out until it's done, until he's no longer a Bear, and then people can speak openly and freely about what it was like to have Mitchell Trubisky quarterbacking the Bears. Yes, Tony? You look like you want to say something.
No, I mean, again, we aren't going to know until he's done. And that's, I don't know if that's unfortunate or is that just kind of like, hey, that's just how the business goes. It's, no matter what happens here, we won't see the best of what Mitch could be because of the current coaching situation or the general manager situation. That, again, we won't see it until he leaves and somebody else unlocks it. And Bears fans have to be okay with that because he wasn't that here.
I don't know if anyone has to really worry, and I'm totally fine with Connor talking about barbecue chicken pizza. I think that that's a good thing, and it's something that we should be talking more about, quite honestly, especially in these tough times. This hour is being brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner. 30 million people come down with the flu every year. It could be you or your family. The best way to tell if it's cold or flu is by taking your temperature, and no one does that better than Exogen Temporal Scanner. Look, along with talking about the Bears, I've got candy for everybody today. There's some White Sox stuff that I went, ooh, about earlier today. I'll share that a little bit later on. I'm sure Campy and Tony have thoughts on the Bulls and Lakers. Sure you got thoughts on that. We have our segment every Tuesday. We're going to do it at 12:40 today, what we think we know about the NFL. And I ran across an interview this Sunday that I think you need to hear, and we will have that for you later on in the show as well. But coming up next, our guy Robert Mays from The Ringer, who's phenomenal, who does a really extensive work on young quarterbacking, and he has some attachment to the Bears. So he's got long thoughts about the Bears quarterback and the struggles that he's had. We're going to talk with him next here on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. With each passing week, the legend of Lamar Jackson grows. It reached new levels Sunday night when he scored three touchdowns and led the Baltimore Ravens to a convincing 37-20 victory over the previously undefeated New England Patriots. Prior to their trip to Baltimore, the Patriots' defense was being lauded as perhaps the greatest in history. Jackson made it look decidedly human. While NFL TV talking heads and various scouts and GMs are tripping over their tongues to explain why Jackson's so good, I'm still waiting to see one of the NFL's media mafia, you know, the ones who are always quoting anonymous sources, to come out with a story quoting all those guys who said Jackson should be a running back 2 years ago, explaining how they could all be so wrong. Of course, as soon as Jackson has a bad game, which is inevitable, they'll all crawl out from under their rocks to declare he's been figured out. They'll all be wrong. Again, I'm John Feinstein.
Small class sizes and undergraduate research opportunities are hallmarks of the student experience at Governor State University. Learn more about opportunities for freshmen and transfer students at the open house on Saturday, November 9th from 10 to 1. Register at govst.edu/open house.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I took a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Buckle up, because Metro is bringing you the best deal in wireless. Switch to Metro and get your choice of two awesome free phones from top brands like Samsung and LG with huge HD screens and tons of memory for all your pics and videos. So hurry into Metro and get your awesome free phones only at Metro. Plus sales tax and activation fee. Requires port and an eligible number not currently active on T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Limit 4 per account or household. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn 5 times the national average. 5 minutes? That's less time than you spend arguing about how to pronounce GIF.
Wait, GIF or JIF?
Hard G. Less time than you spend trying to stick to your paleo diet.
Resist the carbs. Ooh, brownies.
No brownies. That's about 5 minutes to earn 5 times the national average savings rate. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today.
and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's the things vets care about, benefits and employment. It's women's issues and everything from happy hour to firepower. If it affects vets, it's on ConnectingVets.com.
Combining home and auto.